Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Strong turnout was reported for presidential caucuses Saturday, with Marshall County Republicans' choice mirroring a statewide trend of selecting Ted Cruz over Donald Trump, with Marco Rubio finishing third. Statewide, Cruz carried 48%. In Marshall County, 43%. Trump tallied 23% statewide, with 24% in Marshall County. Rubio took 17% statewide and 18% locally. 228 ballots were cast in Marshall County. In Washington County, 287 ballots were counted. Cruz received 45% of the vote, Trump 26%, Rubio 16%, and John Kasich 11%. Democrats statewide went with Bernie Sanders 68% versus Hillary Clinton with 32%. A large crowd of Gage County Democrats met in Beatrice, with 54% selecting Clinton and 46% Sanders. That was opposite the Nebraska statewide results, with 15 delegates for Sanders and 10 for Clinton. Nebraska Republicans have not selected yet. USDA Rural Development will feature a community programs workshop Tuesday, March 8th at the Marysville City Hall, running 9:30 until noon. USDA offers flexible and expensive funding to improve rural communities and can help build large projects like libraries, child care facilities, and schools, or small ones like curb and gutters to make your community a better place to live. Providing direct loans and grants, they work with private lenders to offer loan guarantees. USDA Community Programs Workshop is open to the public in Marysville, Tuesday, March 8th, at the City Hall from 9:30 until noon. River Valley Extension District will offer a program on Wednesday in Washington County on gluten. Gluten and your good health will be the topic, discussing the nutritional consequences of various diets and various options. Program Wednesday begins at 10 a.m. in the Washington County Extension Office meeting room. For additional details, contact the River Valley Extension District. Shirley Lou Callum Unbring, age 83, of Pawnee City, passed away Thursday. Private family graveside service is planned at a later date. Registration book available Wednesday 9 until 5 at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Unbring. Mary Lou Hogan Milks, age 73, of Kansas City, formerly of Washington County, passed away on Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Kimio Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Greenleaf, in charge of arrangements for Mary Lou Milks. Robert Dean Burton, age 84, of Washington, formerly of Haddam, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Christian Church, Morroville. Burial in the Hickory Grove Cemetery, Haddam. Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Robert Burton. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, hamburger, beans, red hot applesauce, and cake. Tomorrow, lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and apricots. KNDY News, time is 7:14.
There are some tough choices in life, such as
Brussels sprouts or broccoli? Better Christmas present, socks or tie?
Deciding where to bank? Now that's easy. United Bank and Trust prides itself on its hometown customer service that is unmatched by any. And couple that with unbeatable products and cutting-edge free services, well, you have a bank that just can't be beat. All in all, it's a bank where you ask, they answer. You bank, they deliver. United Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As a cold frontal boundary traverses the region here for today and stalls out just off to our east into the night tonight, holding on to a slight chance for some showers and storms in the forecast for today and into tonight coming up as well. Still managing highs in the upper part of the 60s by this afternoon, but not quite as warm for your Wednesday, back closer to that 60-degree mark, and looking to stay in those lower 60s then for those high temperatures into the day on Thursday, and to round out the work week for your Friday coming up as well by Saturday near 62. Taking a closer look at your forecast, for today, expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, along with a slight chance for some showers and storms, those high temperatures working up into the upper 60s. We'll have our winds turning to the north. For tonight, lingering slight chance for a storm, a low of 44 degrees. Then for the day on Wednesday, at least some partial sunshine, with those highs approaching 60. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature mid-March, 53, record high on this date, 84 in 1974. The average low 30. The record low was 1 degree in 1996. Sunset this evening, 6:23. Sunrise in the morning at 6:43. A mostly cloudy, overcast, 50 degrees. Southwest winds are light, around 5 miles an hour. Barometer 29.69 inches. Relative humidity at 74%. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 8th of March. TNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hey, Brian, where should we go for dinner?
Well, that's easy. The Wagon Wheel. Now that we're in Lent, they have a whole menu devoted to Lent specials. Salads, sandwiches, baskets, and dinners. They've got an amazing selection. It pays to dine at the Wagon Wheel with their 5 Stars Rewards Program. Receive 1 point for every dollar spent and redeem the points for a free drink, appetizer, and entree.
I know where we're going, the Wagon Wheel.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack asking Congress to pass mandatory GMO labeling. Vilsack told the National Farmers Union this week that Congress should pass mandatory labeling through smart labels or QR codes that allows consumers to look up the labeling information. Vilsack said that if Congress finds it impossible to reach agreement on the labeling system, it should authorize the Ag Department to do the job. In his speech, Vilsack repeated statements he made last Friday at Commodity Classic that said labeling of foods containing GMOs need to be mandatory, but he did not say, as he did then, that mandatory labeling must be part of the bill in order to get 60 votes in the Senate and end debate for passage. Vilsack did agree, though, with Congress on the state-by-state labeling laws, say that they would create confusion and raise food prices. Vilsack said the challenge is to make sure consumers understand that their food is safe. Well, pork producers want Ag Secretary Vilsack to exhaust all legal options against a lawsuit filed by the Humane Society of the U.S. Delegates from both the National Pork Board and National Pork Industry Council voted to pressure the secretary to seek all legal options against the lawsuit. At issue is a 2012 lawsuit that HSUS filed against the sale of intellectual property, the slogan Pork, the Other White Meat, and the accompanying pork chop icon. The sale, worth roughly $35 million, was approved by USDA in 2006, but HSUS claims the sale was unlawful, and the lawsuit was thrown out of court, but gained new life thanks to an appeal court last year. And Secretary Vilsack said a couple of weeks ago, during testimony to the House Ag Committee, USDA, along with the Justice Department, were in settlement talks with HSUS. Find more agriculture information online anytime at AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Here's the latest Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Solar power use is increasing and could hit a record this year. The latest Energy Department figures show more solar capacity is being added this year than natural gas or wind. The Energy Information Administration says planned new installation for 2016 will add almost 10 gigawatts of utility-scale solar power, not including those fast-growing rooftop solars. Solar Energy Industries Association Vice President for Markets and Research, Justin Baca, explains the growth in solar.
A few years ago, Missouri took action on developing its renewable energy markets, and solar is a big component of that. Illinois, likewise, is starting to develop a little bit more solar. Some of these areas of the country, particularly as you go towards the western end,
says the 30% solar tax credit renewed last year for 5 years is largely responsible for the expansion.
It really has helped the industry grow to scale, which is making it much more attractive economically. Costs have declined substantially since the credit was put in place. It became effective in 2006. And I would say the average price of a solar energy system has come down by at least half since then, particularly for larger systems.
Solar also set a record last year, adding more than 7 gigawatts of new capacity, including residential use. Solar could still face competition from very low natural gas prices, but the National Renewable Energy Lab predicts that by 2020, the U.S. will add 53 new gigawatts of renewable energy capacity. Solar energy setting records again this year. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cattlemen, it's time to make the most significant investment to your cow herds. Herd Bull selection is as influential to your cow herd and your bottom line as anything. I, John McCurry, invite you to attend the McCurry Angus Ranch 39th Anniversary Bull sale March 10th in Burton, Kansas. Selling will be 125 high-quality Angus bulls by sires such as Resource, Bismarck, Final Answer, Thunder, Confidence, and Sub-Zero. The offering has 90 fall-long yearlings and 35 springs, and 75% of those bulls are heifer eligible. I encourage you to visit mccurryangus.com to view individual videos and request a catalog, or call me, John McCurry, at 620-727-5197. Again, that's 620-727-5197. Or go to www.mccurryangus.com for information about the McCurry Angus 39th Anniversary Bull Sale March 10th in Burton, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. Today, recommending a magazine that you should read. I'll talk about it after this message.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful, hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. Max's book is available at barnesandnoble.com and Amazon, but for an autographed copy, go to maxarmstrongbook.com and look for the Farming America window for a special price. That's maxarmstrongbook.com for your autographed copy. The farmer in your life will love this book. The website again, maxarmstrongbook.com. Now, if you have a book you'd like to publish, contact Max's publishers and they'll chat with you about options. You can find their contact information on Max's website, maxarmstrongbook.com.
A lot of farm magazines and agribusiness magazines come across my desk every month. I try to at least skim through them, but one that I always read is The Furrow. That's the magazine of the John Deere Company. And they have done a special issue in their current magazine entitled Why We Care, Food Safety, Animal Welfare. On the cover, the words Why We Care and the pictures of 11 farmers who express their feelings on biotechnology, on food safety, on animal welfare, and it's extremely well done. Let me quote just a couple of them for you. One entitled Why We Care, The Truth. It's by Kip Thom, an Indiana farmer who incidentally is running for Congress this year. But his opening quote, we use scientific fact, reason, and logic to guide our farm and the story we share. And he writes, National Public Radio contacted me a while back and asked that I participate in a radio show featuring the founder of Chipotle Mexican Grill, Steve Ells. He had recently announced his operations intended to eliminate genetically modified ingredients from its food, adding the non-GMO attribute to its menu along with local and natural. I made it clear that I wasn't going to argue, but I also pointed out that agriculture faces a huge challenge feeding 9 1/3 billion people by 2050. And the truth of the matter is that farmers are going to be expected to meet this goal while using fewer resources, less land, less water, and with less impact on the environment. My point is simply that science and technology must play a critical role if farmers are going to feed the future population. That's just part of the story. Back with a final word after this message.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale on Wednesday, March the 9th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. If you consign, include 30 choice calf and vaccinated Angus first calf heifers, they'll have big September, October Angus sire calves by side, and the heifers have been exposed back to Angus bulls since November 1. There will be 250 big, fancy, calf and vaccinated black-white-faced first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old Angus sire calves by side. We'll have 91 big, fancy, black-white-faced first calf heifers, There'll be AI bred and cleanup bull bred for March 15th through April 15th calving. There'll be 80 big Montana origin black cows, 3 to 6 years old, bred to eat and ranch, low birth weight Charley bulls for March 15th through April calves. 49 choice Hereford first calf heifers and cows. They'll be 2 to 5 years old to be bred to calving ease Hereford and Dale Banks Angus bulls for March through October calves. Also selling will be 4 registered yearling bulls. To consign cows or for more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March the 9th, start at 11 o'clock a.m. at Manhattan Commission Company, please call 1-800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.